Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. South Africa is marking the 40th anniversary of the start of the Soweto uprising, when thousands of black students marched against being forced to learn in the Afrikaans language. It was a turning point in the fight against white minority rule. Hundreds of people died in the violence that followed as the apartheid government suppressed the protesters. Seth Mazibuko was a student leader at the time. He said the intense level of oppression caused the students to revolt.
Not only were students feeling the pain of being taught in Afrikaans, the language of the oppressor, but also the students were feeling the system itself that was led by those who were oppressing them. So it was a practical feeling of students exploding.
Human Rights Watch has accused Ethiopia's security forces of killing more than 400 people and arresting tens of thousands to quell protests by the Oromo ethnic group that began last November. The demonstrations were triggered by a proposal to expand the capital, Addis Ababa. Emmanuel Iginza reports.
The report is one of the most comprehensive since the protests began late last year. Some of those interviewed alleged to have been hung by their ankles and beaten, while others described having electric shocks applied to their feet while in detention. Several women also claimed to have been raped and sexually assaulted. The government has dismissed the report and says an independent study carried out by the country's Human Rights Council had established that the number of deaths stood at 170.
A U.S. Democratic Party senator has led a filibuster for more than 14 hours in a bid to force a vote on tougher gun control. Senator Chris Murphy yielded the floor in the early hours of the morning, saying the Senate would hold a vote on the issue. He launched the filibuster in frustration at the Republicans' reluctance to debate greater gun controls following Sunday's massacre at a gay nightclub in Florida. Cory Booker, senator for New Jersey, was among those who spoke.
There is a dream in this land with its back against the wall. To save the dream for one, we must save the dream for all. How many of our children's dreams must be destroyed by gun violence before we do the common sense things we agree on to begin to shrink those numbers?
It's not clear when a vote might take place. The World Anti-Doping Agency says Russia has continued to obstruct its efforts to carry out drugs tests on athletes. In a report issued ahead of a decision on whether they will be allowed to take part in the Rio Olympics, WADA said hundreds of tests had been declined or cancelled this year, and its officials had faced intimidation from the security services. Russian athletes were banned from international competition last November. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Thai police are at a wealthy Buddhist temple north of the capital Bangkok to arrest its influential abbot, Pra Thammiacho. He's accused of embezzling funds and money laundering worth $14 million. He had rejected several police demands to report for questioning. Calls are growing for greater oversight of Thailand's temples after recent scandals and corruption investigations involving monks. The first Disneyland theme park in mainland China is opening to the public in Shanghai. The US entertainment giant has described it as the biggest step it has ever taken. From Shanghai, here's Robin Brandt.
It looks like Disney, it sounds like Disney, with a smiling hello from every staff member. But park number 6 is different. This time, Mickey Mouse, Mi Lao Shu, as he's known here, is Communist Party approved. It's taken 17 years and $5.5 billion, but Disney has had support from the very top. This is a joint venture with government-controlled companies. That's somewhat unusual for Disney. But this is also a major push to target the 330 million of China's growing rich middle class who live within a three-hour drive of the park.
As well as the characters made famous by Disney films, the resort reflects aspects of local culture, including a Chinese zodiac-themed garden and musicals with Chinese acrobats. The Chinese app-based taxi service Didi Chuxing Technology, a key rival to the American ride-hailing company Uber, says it's raised $7.3 billion in its latest round of funding. It says it will use the money to research new business opportunities and upgrade its technology. Two of Britain's biggest public health organisations have urged the government to decriminalise the use of all illegal drugs. The Royal Society for Public Health and the Faculty of Public Health say the war on drugs such as heroin, cocaine and cannabis has failed. They argue for a greater focus on treatment and education. BBC News.